Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
What's happening, everybody? It's a weekend quick hitter version here of Fantasy NBA Today, a sports ethos presentation. I'm Dan Bespris, and we are exclusively talking weekend streaming to max out games played. I do want to do just 20 seconds here at the front end to say, please do follow me on Twitter, at Dan Bespris. I know many of you end up watching this thing actually directly on Twitter, so you can just click the follow button there. If you're on YouTube, please like and subscribe. And if you're listening on a traditional channel, please subscribe and rate the podcast if you like all this stuff that we've been putting out. Also, for those uninitiated, this show is not about rest of season decisions. This is about maximizing games played while also streaming for more than a couple of days at a time. In general, it's about strategy to get the most games out of your playoff matchups or racing into your playoffs or whatever situation you might be in right now. And I'm trying to do as many of these as humanly possible between now and, you know, the last couple of days of the regular season. Those that are watching, get the grid on your board. Does make it a little bit easier to follow along. And the first thing I like to do is just a quick sweep up and down so everybody can see the color coding that I've added to this. This is everybody's schedule in the NBA. First things first, let's start with the worst schedules, because the first thing you should be isolating this weekend, as per usual, is figuring out who on your team is droppable. The worst schedules this week, or weekend, I guess, but we do try to look 6, 7, 8, 9 days out when we're making these decisions, because sometimes you can stream for a week or more. Or anti-stream, meaning abandoning ship on the really bad scheduling spots, there are, I would argue, kind of like a four-way tie. There isn't any one team that's way worse than the others right now. Because teams like the Lakers, who we've been talking about, the Minnesota Timberwolves, these teams have had bad schedules for the last 5, 6 days in a row. They play tonight. So you're not making a move on a team that has a game tonight. Yes, the Lakers still only played 2 times over 6 days, but it's game off, game, and then 3 days off again for LA. Similarly with Minnesota, they actually have one of the better schedules over the next 4 days before their schedule goes back to being extraordinarily light after that, with 2 games over the next 7 days after those 4. So yes, those teams overall have light schedules right now. And if you just looked at, like, oh, which teams have, you know, bad playoff schedules or something like that, you'd see them. They'd pop up all over it, and Minnesota's still in the middle of a 2-game week. But actually, in this smaller cross-section, not tiny, 4 games, their schedule's actually a little bit better. And Minnesota is one of the teams that we were going to talk about that has that slightly better schedule. The theirs is not the best, by the way. The better iterations, Minnesota is like... So for best, well, I don't want to do best schedule. I want to do worst first. Worst schedules, it's basically all the same. The Clippers, the Bucks, the Suns, and the Raptors. So again, that is the Los Angeles Clippers, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Phoenix Suns, and the Toronto Raptors. They have the worst schedules right now. But it's also worth mentioning, their schedules are not that terrible. There are no schedules starting today that are, I would argue, worse than basically 2 games in 6 nights And most of the bad ones are more like one game over four nights. So, for instance, Milwaukee, who had a really bad schedule yesterday, one game in 5 days, now it's one game over 4 days. It's not like you're going to move back in on them, and you probably already dropped whatever fringy bucks you had yesterday, so the hell with it. The Clippers is probably the one where if you have a move left, this is where you move on, because they finished up a 5-7 yesterday. They go into a 1-4 today. The Raptors are a 2-6, but, you know, it's 1-4. All of these teams we're talking about that go one game over 4 days, off today, on tomorrow, so they finish up the week with a game, so you could hold through, and then they start next week pretty slowly. Basically, 2 days off to start next week for all of these teams that we just talked about. So that's the big issue with these clubs, is that you backload next week, and if your playoffs continue, that's something that you want to be thinking about. But again, a lot of these teams next week, they go into a three-gamer. And their three-gamers, for instance, Phoenix and Toronto, their three-gamer is wedged between Wednesday and Saturday. So you could actually hold them through Saturday if you really needed to. You don't have to abandon ship on these guys. Why am I making that point? Well, someone like a Gary Trent just resurfaced yesterday and had a monster game. Three games out of Gary Trent, not at that clip, but a good clip, is going to be better than four games out of some other guys over the next, effectively, week. Because that's what it is. If you held a Toronto Raptor for 7 days right now, you'd get three games out of them. If you held them for 8 days, you'd get four. So it doesn't end up being all that bad. But here's the thing. In terms of, like, if you got to win this week, those are the four teams that have the worst schedules this week. Again, it's the Clippers, the Bucks, the Suns, and the Raptors. They go one game over 4 days. A distant second place is the Oklahoma City Thunder. I only bring them up because they go one game over 4 days also, but it's today. This is more of a look ahead. After today, the Thunder are off for 3 days, so if you have any fringy players on that team, which you probably don't because Lou Dort's kind of the only one that ever ends up on a roster. I guess Josh Giddey might be, but he's been a drop for so damn long. Those guys you should not be holding for three off days. What about the flip side of it? Who actually has a good schedule over the next little bit? Sadly, not many. This is kind of a hard day for streaming, and it's why we always talk about using a couple of your moves kind of early in the week, and then, you know, you use a couple on typically Thursday, because Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you can get a 3-4 kind of deal, or Friday if you want to roll through the weekend. At this point, Saturday, Sunday, you should probably only have one move left. So you either use it today, or you save it for tomorrow. You could save it for tomorrow to try to add one game to your ledger, and then maybe you can front load the following week if that ends up still kind of being part of your strategic initiative here. Anyway, getting to the point. The good schedules over this next little stretch, three teams, and it's not even that good. Brooklyn and Washington are head and shoulders above anybody else in terms of whether or not a team has a good schedule. Both of those teams have a weekend back-to-back. Brooklyn and Washington are the only two teams that have a weekend back-to-back. And, not that it's a huge deal, but they also play Tuesday, Thursday to start next week. So you do get a 3-4 option. You get a 4-6 option on those teams if you wanted to hold through that. But you don't have to. They both go three times next week, by the way. Each of those two teams, Brooklyn and Washington, goes Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So you don't have to hold through it, but you could if you really wanted to. Because, you know, starting next week with one game in the first 2 days is not the end of the world. It's not great. It's perfectly average. And two games over the first 4 days, now you're starting to slip a little bit below what you'd want to get out of a streamer. You typically want to get two games the first 3 days of a week, if you can. So if you do pick up a net or a wizard, then you'd probably want to abandon ship either on Monday or Wednesday of next week. I would suggest Wednesday, just because you want to try to hold moves for an extra day or two, if at all possible. Thing is, Wizards probably got picked up on Thursday of this week because they were one of the teams that went three times over the final 4 days. So there probably aren't Wizards available. Nets, however, likely are available because they play just one time over the first 5 days this week. And that means that players on Brooklyn that are fringy may have gotten dropped into the waiver wire pool. Let's take about a 4-second break here so that YouTube and traditional pod channels know where to drop in an ad. And then we'll come back and we'll give you the names that you can play this weekend and into next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There you go. There you go. All right, so we were talking about Brooklyn as the... they are the preeminent club. By the way, we just got some news, Wizards news breaking right while we're on air. That's kind of fun. Brooklyn is the team you're probably looking at, although now we can add one other name to the list, and that name is on the Washington side, should you... because he's almost definitely not on rosters. Who's Dan talking about? Who's this secret name? Well, I didn't get him on my list on this tweet that I put out first thing this morning, but we can add him now. So Dennis Smith Jr. and Dorian Finney-Smith are probably the two Nets got dropped to the waiver wire if they were even added to begin with. Dorian Finney-Smith was almost definitely on rosters. I don't expect these guys to do a lot, but low 20s in minutes for Dennis Smith, probably high 20s in minutes for Dorian Finney-Smith. You rack that up over a weekend back-to-back, and it's more than you're going to get pretty much from anybody playing out there. Because for Dennis Smith, you're talking about probably 42, 43 minutes between the two ball games, especially if anybody else gets a day off between the two, which, you know, we don't know, but maybe. And then Finney-Smith is a starter who, you know, at a very worst is probably playing 24 or 25 minutes. So you're looking at more like 50 minutes from Finney-Smith over the weekend. And that's very much worth it. Because what he can do in 50 minutes, which admittedly is not massive, is going to be better than what almost anyone else you pick up can do in, I don't know, how many 30-minute guys are on your waiver wire? Probably not many. And the ones that are probably have a fantasy profile like or slightly worse than Finney-Smith. So pretend you're taking, a Dorian Finney-Smith type guy for one game versus a Dorian Finney-Smith type guy for 50 minutes instead of 30. You want the one that's going 50. And it might not be a massive gain, but what I can promise you, and you're starting to see this because you're getting towards the end of the week, I'm looking at some of the leagues where I've been doing this power streaming stuff and long streaming and sort of combining this stuff, and I'm looking at guys like, you know, Tumani Kamara, who I've sat on for a bunch of games because Portland's had a really good schedule, and it's like, well, each individual game he played felt kind of crummy, but over a few games, suddenly now you're looking at like, let's see, what did I get here? I got 18 points, I got 10 boards, I got 9 assists, I got 3 steals, I got 2 blocks over 3 games. The scoring stinks, I'll give you that, but getting a steal and 2/3 of a block over 3 games instead of, how many guys are going to get that? How many guys that you're picking up are going to get you 3 steals, 2 blocks, 9 assists over 2 games? Not that many. Yeah, could I have probably found somebody out there who was scoring a bit better? Probably. But this is where running up the totals in games played ends up tipping in your favor in the long run. It doesn't work every time, but it works more often than it doesn't. And that's where you just, again, you continue to just sort of add and stack and add and stack. And that's why this method works. Even if you're getting the worst player, you're getting them for so many more games that you end up out in front. Wizards names to, of course, look at. Oh, I actually did get the Wizard name on there. Look at me actually taking time to wedge it into a tweet. The Wizards are Corey Kispert, Bilal Koulibaly, who, yet again, these guys probably got picked up earlier in the week. But the one that didn't is Rashawn Holmes, who just moments ago got ruled available for Washington. That's big news. If you have a move, Rashawn Holmes is a great direction to take it in today. A great direction. What I don't know is if he's going to play both games of the back-to-back, because he's coming back from a toe issue. So we don't know, but he was looking very good. And no Marvin Bagley. And so they were actually giving Rashawn Holmes 25 to 30 minutes a ball game. And this is kind of an opportunity for him to resurrect his career. And I feel like Rashawn knows it. The other team that I didn't mention yet that also has an okay schedule is the Minnesota Timberwolves. You know, I talked about them at the very beginning of this show. But what they do here is they have one game this week. But if you're going Timberwolf today, you're doing it to front load next week. Because they are one of the rare teams that goes Monday, Tuesday to start next week's action. And I think they might actually be the only team that goes Monday, Tuesday. So that's a direction you'd go if you had this week pretty well in hand. It's a bit lateral in terms of a move for this week, because the other team, remember, like the Clippers, they also play one game the rest of this week, but they don't have any games to start next week until Wednesday. So, you know, over that four-game span, you're gaining two games, but they're both next week. So that's where you'd go to the Timberwolves, is if you've already locked up this week and you don't have to worry about it anymore. But Rashawn Holmes, very much the play of the morning, since that news is breaking while we're on air. We'll take over to social media to make sure everybody knows that as well. And now, a very quick look over at the chat room, see if anybody else has questions about players popping up. Desmond Bane, so here's the thing. Like, first of all, you got to wait to find out if he's being ruled in or not, which we don't know yet. He was out for their last ball game. Memphis has been off for a couple of days, so it's possible he squeezes back in there. And it does seem like they're willing to play their better players against better opponents because I think they know they're going to lose anyway. But even if he plays, you're talking about 20 minutes. So that's a move you're making. Again, if you feel like you've got this week pretty well wrapped up, Memphis does not have a back-to-back coming up for a while. Their schedule is very light, but that also allows Desmond Bane to ramp up at his own pace without any off days. So think about it from this perspective. You're getting about 20 minutes probably out of Bane if he plays in this one. They're in Sacramento on Monday. That would be probably about 22, 23 minutes for him. 24, 25 at Golden State. Maybe it levels off there in the mid to high 20s at San Antonio. Is that good enough? The answer is probably, but it's not a guarantee. It's not like picking up Bane is going to be a league winner if your league ends this week or next week. If your league goes a little bit deeper and he starts to get back up towards like a normal volume of minutes the following week, which is another three-gamer for Memphis, and I don't think he ever plays more than three games in a week because they're back-to-backs mixed in there, now you're starting to get to a point where he becomes super valuable because high 20s in minutes over a three-game week, he's very startable in that instance. So I think if you're going the Bane route, it's not for this week, and it's only maybe a little bit for next week, and hopefully that answers your question of how aggressive you should be there. Should I drop Grayson Allen to pick up Nickeil Alexander-Walker for the first week of the playoffs next week is one of the questions. You know, again, this is all about whether or not you have this week wrapped up, because Phoenix's schedule the rest of this week is bad. They have one game, and then they're offered 2 days to start next week, or I guess their schedule to start next week is not very good. I would try to hold Grayson Allen. He's generally good enough. You know, one game over 4 days is just this, like, you shouldn't drop anybody that has long-term appeal, because then Phoenix goes right back into a three games in 4 days situation. But if you're in a tight spot, you know, you're adding two games over a four-game stretch, and then you'd have to most likely jump off of Nickeil Alexander-Walker after that, because then Minnesota has two games over 7 days. So just know that that's what you'd be getting into. Is Isaac Okoro or Luke Kennard a better play for Monday or Wednesday of next week? I'd probably go Kennard because they don't have any off days, so I'm guessing he plays in both of them. And for Cleveland, they've got guys coming back, and I think Okoro's job starts to trim, as you hear my children yelling in the background. And Duoprieth, apparently, is on Twitter now. Corey Kispert or Bilal Coulibaly? I prefer Kispert. Unless you're exclusively attacking steals, then you'd go Bilal, because Corey typically has better percentages, more threes, more scoring, probably similar assists. Again, the one place he loses out is steals. That's my thought head-to-head there. And that'll wrap it up here for this very quick Saturday show. Hopefully you guys can continue to roll through, do your very best, and then take your hands off the wheel. Go pick up Rashawn Holmes. I don't know if there's going to be a show tomorrow. The game starts so early that there's almost no opportunity for me to get one in, but we'll see. Who knows? Anything is possible. It might be first thing in the morning like this one. I'm at Dan Vespris over on social media. You guys know that. Actually, it's just Twitter. Who am I kidding? At Dan Vespris on Twitter. SportsEthos.com, the website. This is Fantasy NBA Today, Saturday streaming edition. We'll see you guys later.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.